From Tidbits on June 21st, 2010, this is USB Typewriter, the ultimate retro keyboard, written by Adam C. Angst. The iPad's on-screen keyboard, being virtual, has absolutely no key travel, which can make it hard to type for those of us whose fingers expect the keys to move. Obviously, any Bluetooth keyboard will work with the iPad, but what if you really want to slam on those keys? You need a USB typewriter, advertised on its site as, quote, a new and groundbreaking innovation in the field of obsolescence, end quote. As the name implies, it's an old-style manual typewriter with a USB microcontroller and will work as a normal keyboard with any computer. Add the iPad camera connection kit's USB adapter, set the iPad onto the carriage, and you have a typewriter dock. Watch its YouTube video to see it in all its retro glory. I was particularly amused to see the USB typewriter and typewriter dock because, at Macworld Expo in San Francisco in 2007, when Apple first introduced the iPhone, I came across a manual typewriter in the lobby of one of the big hotels. Entranced, I couldn't resist typing iPhone on the paper and taking a picture of the old technology announcing the new. You can actually buy a USB typewriter for between $400 and $500, and if you have your own manual typewriter already, you can either order a prefab kit for $150 or get the USB typewriter's creator, Jack Zilkin, to customize yours for $200. Or, if you're really handy, you can use the Creative Commons license design document to do all the work yourself. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile on My Mac. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and okay, I don't really need one of these, but they're so cool. Probably wouldn't even type on it, but it's still so cool. Probably makes the Matthias Tactile Pro clicky keyboard sound downright quiet, too.